This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello!
I'm Naomi.
And I'm Danielle.
And this is Batch Bitch. It's the podcast where we bitch about The Bachelor. I have to talk really fast because Danielle keeps fucking stepping on me and stealing my intro.
Well, I'm sorry.
It's my time to shine.
Good, you've learned. Because the last time you were like, my name's Naomi and this is Batch Bitch.
The sorry, what's wrong with that?
Podcast where we bitch about The Bachelor. That's and other reality. So, of course, I stepped on your fucking toes. It was annoying as shit. It was taking so long. So,
see, we
happy.
Could have
I'm
a
happy.
Chill vibe on this podcast, but it will literally never happen. It'll never
no.
happen.
But this is how actual people commute. Well, I don't know. Probably not. Actual people probably are just really nice to each other. I think
this is how real people talk.
I feel like this
if
is
if someone's
like,
nice to you, that they're toxic.
They are. You should stand up for yourself 100% of the time, even if you're wrong, okay? Always. Never give an inch.
Yeah. That should be your motto. So here we are, Danielle. It's another week. Oh, it's beautiful outside, but I went outside. I went and sat. I got a hammock recently. I went to sit outside. I got bitten by a mosquito 3 times in the time it took me to eat my toast. I said, I'm not going out ever again. Now I'm sitting inside, sulking.
I'm sorry. You should get like a fly net that you can drape over yourself on top of the hammock.
Yeah, I'll just walk around like a beekeeper.
Yeah, you should do that. Honestly, it's such a lovely day. I'm so jealous of your hammock.
Yeah, well, I'm not going in it until I get some frickin', what do you call it?
Bananas?
Aragard. Bananas, what?
Isn't it bananas? If you eat bananas, mosquitoes won't come near you?
Really?
Or is it if you don't eat bananas? Let me Google.
That works out.
Something
for me.
About bananas. Why? Do you eat bananas or not eat bananas?
I love a banana.
Okay, let me talk about bananas
one of the,
mosquitoes.
One of the number one house rule in this house is if you eat a banana, you have to give Tarzo some. So whenever I pick up a banana, Tarzo loses his little mind.
No, it's an old wives' tale.
Oh.
Sorry.
You know women, they love to lie and not base things in science.
Okay, only old women who are married.
Yeah. You know, ones that are of no use to us.
It just gives them something to do because we all know the happiest women are old single women.
Yeah. We all need to run away from our partners and be single, I think.
That is my favorite fact of all time, that old single women are the happiest and
this is so sad.
And old single men are the saddest because
did we talk
it's like
about this recently?
Maybe. I feel like we probably did because it's so funny to me that it's like you meet in the middle. The women are less happy with a man, but the man is more happy with a woman. You meet in the middle in the marriage. It is all
what
about
if
compromise.
I don't want to meet in the middle. I don't want to meet in the middle.
That's why, Naomi, when we're 50, we'll say bye, Mark, bye, Jono. We're going to some sort of craft retreat where we've all got our own rooms and we just chill out by ourselves.
Why
and
when have, we're 50? Have, why we gotta wait till our tits are on the ground before we?
I mean, okay, fine. We can do it next week, but I feel like it's sort of like, is it something that it's just all women or is it all single women? Because I know a lot of single women my age right now who maybe they haven't grown into themselves yet and they're absolutely depressed that they're single.
Oh,
I don't really get it.
I'm fine.
I hate that so much.
I don't care about them. This is about us. We are, you know, we're emotionally stable. It's time to thrive. We're moving to a craft commune.
Yes. We should buy an island. No. No. Sorry. I realized that I would do all the work on the island with all the food.
And
I didn't want to do it. I don't want to be your slave.
Well, that's true. I realized the only reason that I want a wife is because having a wife sounds great because they just do everything for you.
Doesn't Mark already do a lot of stuff for you in terms of housework and cooking?
Yeah, but then he's like, hey, babe, I've been doing a lot. Can you pitch in? I want a wife. I want someone who just does it, you know?
Well, I think she'll still maybe ask. The one you're attracted to is going to be a strong woman and she will not take your shit.
The one I'm attracted to is definitely going to have, like, some kind of mental illness. I'm so drawn to psycho women. I've realized that about myself. I love the crazy ones. It's just who I am. That's my type.
Thank you. I love being branded a psycho.
Well, we got it. We are who we are, you know?
Okay. Okay, so did we ask each other how we are, or did we just started talking? I asked you about your hammock.
Yeah, I've got a freaking, what am I doing? I've got a new hyaluronic acid on my face. That's going well. I'm feeling good about that. I'm one good month stuff. Into Differin, which is a cream that makes your skin nice.
Yeah.
Your acne.
I'm excited to see how it goes.
Me too. I'm still in the purging phase, I guess. I don't know. I'm waiting for a big breakout on my chin. I can feel it. I can feel it coming. And
it's always coming. A breakout on the chin is always coming.
Essentially, my entire Twitch has become my entire life and the lives of a lot of people around me. And all we do is talk to each other about Twitch and go, we spend too much time on Twitch. But I'm having fun. But I realized today why it's so addictive. And it's because, okay, so it's targeted at gamers, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when you become a creator on Twitch, it's like gamified. So it'll be like, you achieved getting 50 people to chat at once. And you achieved like 100 viewers at the same time. And you achieve, and you just, and it's all just, and I, when I play games, I'm a completionist. I make sure I, like, check everything off the list, essentially. And that is all it is. It's just, there's always more. It's like, oh, you got 100 people viewing at the same time? Now get 1,000. And I'm like, okay, I've got to unlock additional VIP badges. Don't know what a VIP is, but, you know, I got to get that done. And it's genius. But, of course, it's genius because it's Amazon and they're evil.
Oh, they do it as well.
Yeah. It's all capitalism, but by God, I'm having a fun time.
Well, I'm happy for you because I just remember 2 months ago when you were having your tech break.
Oh, yeah.
But I still feel like you're not super good at it. You're not back on the Instagram completely answering all the messages and stuff.
No, absolutely not. I mean, I was never really that good at answering messages.
But you were much better. Now sometimes I have to go in there. Oh. I'll go in like once a week maybe.
Oh, Danielle.
Try and do it. Now I've got to be online more. You know, that's my least favorite thing.
Yeah, well, don't put it all on me. I've got Twitches to stream, man.
You love being online. It's your favorite thing in the world.
You want to live being free online. I don't like having to respond to a bunch of things, even though I read all your messages and they're lovely. But then I'm like, what, do I got to write a freaking essay every 10 minutes, you know? I do that with my actual friends as well. I leave people left. I leave them unread all day, every day.
Not me.
Not you. Yeah, no, I do. I do. I do leave a lot of, I do forget to respond a lot to a lot of things. Oh, shit, my dad called me. I'll do that after this.
Okay, should we? It's 10 minutes in. We should probably start talking about The Bachelor.
Everyone listening is going to be like, no! I'd rather hear about how Naomi didn't call her dad back than hear about Lockie.
He is boring. I'm having a gin because the weather's so nice. So I'm like, yeah, I made a double one. Yeah. What?
Should I get a drink?
Yes, I sent you a message to say go get a drink.
Ah, I'm going to get, fuck you, I'm getting a drink. I think I have good. A beer, hang on.
Okay, write down the time because you're editing.
So I don't have to edit it.
Okay. Okay, well, I guess I'm filling time for Naomi. I'm real into Settlers Gin. It's like a gin out of South Australia, and my favourites are the Spiced Fig Gin, and then the other one is called this, like, I think it's called Breakfast Tea Gin. And it's like an Earl Grey gin. And both of them are absolutely divine. I want to try the coriander gin. But, you know, I can't. I've got to buy it directly from them because I can't find any bottlers around here that have it. And it's like, you know, it's just like a bit expensive with shipping and stuff. And do I really want to have the coriander gin? What if I don't like it? I like coriander. But, yeah. So, anybody, let me know if you've tried the coriander gin. This is the most, probably one of the most boring chats I've ever done. But Naomi's okay, back now.
No, I'm not done yet, though. Okay, so I've got a bit of a shortage of things in the house.
Okay.
But one thing that I can... It's the most Melbourne thing ever. Okay, one thing that I can swing, I've got a Smirnoff infusion passion fruit and lime that I could mix in with some kombucha. Is that going to be awful?
No, give it a go.
All right, I'm going to do that.
Give it a go.
All right, continue.
Beautiful. That is absolutely going to be fucking disgusting, Naomi. Yuck. She's off again, by the way. I would never say that to her face. I want her to give it a go because I would like to see her taste it on camera. Well, I mean, you know, wear on camera. What else has been going on with me? I got some seeds in the mail that I bought online. I can't remember the name. Christia Vespertilonius. They're pretty cute. They're like little purple leaves that look like butterflies, but they grow tall, a bit like an Oxalis triangularis, but a tiny bit different. And the thing is, though, that they can take like up to 10 weeks to germinate. And so because I'm moving to Sydney, but not sure 100% when, I don't really want to travel with seedlings. So I think I'm going to have to wait till I get to Sydney before I can try propagate those. So that's upsetting, but, you know, it is what it is. Oh, my God. Naomi's taking so long. Sorry. Yeah, what else have I got around here? I've still got some of my big time pain relief from when I had my surgery. I'm keeping that safe for the next time I have one of those, like, you know, when you're having sex and you've got like an... It's happened to me like twice, and I know what's happened to Naomi. I know what's happened to Naomi once or twice as well.
What are you talking about?
I was talking about how I've still got these big time painkillers from when I had my surgery and how I'm saving them for the next time I have like one of my cysts in my uterus pop during sex, which has happened twice in the last 4 years, and it's been so horrifically painful. And I know what's happened to you, and
yeah, I mean,
I was talking
pop,
to a friend.
It didn't pop during sex, but yeah.
When did it pop? Just on its own?
Yeah, just when it felt like it, you know?
Oh, my God. Was that absolutely terrifying to just have this sudden pain?
No, because I'd had the pain for a while, so I was just kind of like, oh, yeah. Do you know what it felt like? It reminded me of, do you ever get that sharp pain in your chest, and then when you breathe in too deep, it's like a sharp pain? There's a name for it. Women are more likely to get it. And it's like it feels like something to do with your ribs, and it's like if you breathe in too much, like if your ribs expand too much, then it's just like this sharp stabbing pain. And the only way to get rid of it is just to breathe in really deep, and it pops and it hurts, but then it's
fucking
fine.
Christ.
And it's just this what weird thing fuck? That it's more likely to happen to kids as well. Anyway, I still get it occasionally, but it kind of reminded me of that because it's like when it's pain, then you know it's over immediately anyway. So it's like, well, we did it.
Oh, wait, was your pain over immediately?
Yeah.
Oh, mine,
I don't think mine was as bad as yours.
Yeah, the first one was, like, a bit bad, but then this last one was, like, horrifically bad. But I guess that's because maybe it happened in a more, like, I assume it's sort of like a, well, you know when you pop a blister, how it fucking hurts way worse when you pop the blister?
Sure.
I assume it's like that. I mean, I'm not a medical professional, but...
You know, bro, I forgot. I got to do one more thing. Keep talking
about it. Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
I'm so sorry. I forgot something.
Oh, my God. She's got to cancel all this out. I cannot handle a podcast on my own. I'm so boring when I don't have anybody to talk to. I'm probably boring most of the time when I do have somebody to talk to. I haven't talked to anybody. I was talking to my Nana the other day, and we just talked about, like, just the best propagation techniques for begonias, which is... probably to us was so exciting and fun topic. To anybody else in the universe, that would be so boring. I don't understand. By the way, I like leaf propagation, but that's just me. Okay, Naomi's finally back. She's going to taste this concoction of drink.
You talking shit about me?
Yes, I am.
What are you saying?
I was saying you're a piece of shit for making me do all this conversation on my own because I'm boring on my own.
No, you're not.
I don't know what... No, but I don't know what to talk about.
That beautiful corned beef article on your own, didn't you?
Yeah, but I wasn't put on the spot. It wasn't like, I'm going now, keep everybody entertained immediately. Oh, my God.
I am... Well, I call you Danielle the Improv Queen.
Do you? Well, I've never done improv, so it's a strange name.
Haven't you done it once?
Oh, yeah. I've done it, like, once or twice when they've, like... The Improv Conspiracy or whatever's been like, we're having a comedian guest. And you're always like, I'm going to be not as good as all the improv people who do this all the time. I remember the first time I did it. I guess, like, in improv, every scene you're supposed to, like... tie it back to what happened at the start of the scene or something. And so
yeah, or like every, the end of the show.
Yeah, I felt like everybody was trying to work back all the scenes to the start, and I was just like, and then this happened. And I felt like I was just fucking it up for everybody. But it took me like four scenes before I figured out that that's what they were doing. I was like, why is everybody trying to tie this back to the start again? I don't get it.
That's kind of the point.
Yeah, I get it, but I reckon, like, an ending can be an ending. You don't always need to just bring it back to the start, though, but I guess that's a thing.
It's probably the format of the evening. Anyway, sorry, yeah. What I was doing was getting my Nintendo Switch, and you might think, that's, Naomi, what are you doing? But what happened is,
did you get your drink?
Terrible news, everyone. Oh, yeah, I also got a drink. But the terrible news is that Peter, enemy of the pod, got COVID.
Oh, my God.
My poor Petey, and how he's is doing he? Okay. He's all right. He's all right. He was, like, feeling not very good, but he's okay. You know, he's not dying, so he's good. But I said I would play a game with him, but I forgot to download the game.
Oh, what? So you're going to do that right now?
No, I just have to download the game so that I can play it after the podcast with him because he's stuck in a hotel all alone.
Why is he in a hotel?
To isolate so he doesn't give it to anyone else.
Oh, can you not just isolate at home if you've got it? Do you have to go to a hotel?
He has a housemate. His housemate has a girlfriend, and I think he goes to her house and stuff, and it's just like... It's
just does he have to pay for the hotel?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, thank God.
Yeah, yeah.
That would be a fucking nightmare. How's your drink? Have you tasted your drink yet?
It tastes good. Well, here's the thing. The vodka was passion fruit infused, and then the kombucha is also passion fruit. So, you know, not bad. Not bad.
That is good.
Hmm. All right. Fuck that. I'll do it later. All right. Let's get into the freaking...
You've got to make sure you listen to the start of this podcast and edit out all the fat.
I'm not doing that.
You have to do that. If you get mad at me...
You're going to tell me how to edit the podcast.
Yes, because I've done it good once now, and now I'm absolutely the queen of knowing what to do.
You put that ad not in the middle of a sentence, and now you're going to tell me to trim the fat.
Yes. Okay, well, I'm just telling you, I told everybody that while you were away, you were also going to go to a big diarrhea turd, and you told me that earlier.
That's
so
not true.
That's in the podcast now. That's not true. You better go back to edit it to find it and get rid of that.
But you didn't say that at all, did you?
Well, you'll have to listen to find out, won't you?
I'm still going to listen to what you said, but I'm not going to do anything about it.
Oh, my God. Edit it out. It's so boring. Okay, fine. Let's get... Oh, my God. Everybody will hate this episode so much. We need to start to... It's 20 minutes in. We haven't mentioned anything about The Bachelor yet.
That's the best thing we ever could have done, Danielle. They fucking hate it as much as we do.
No one's
listening to this because they love Bachelor. The Bachelor.
Episode 11. For the diehard Bachelor fans out there, this is what happened. A recap. Done by me, Danielle Walker, as Naomi sips her drink and plays Nintendo Switch. Okay, the girls, there's an intimacy coach there, and the girls are allowed to touch Lockie anywhere. He's blindfolded and he's in his undies.
And he says he consents to being touched anywhere.
Yes. So they can touch the dick if they want.
But they don't touch the dick. That's crazy.
You're not going to pull down somebody's undies on national TV. Yeah. You know you're not going to get the screen time if you do that. Kate, so then Caitlin, she just has all her hands over him. She does a bit of, it's just a lot of hands all over him. And then she puts lipstick and kisses his neck. Lots of kisses. Lots of girl did kisses. Bella did a kiss on his chest.
Yeah, they have to leave a mark on Lockie somehow. So Caitlin chooses lipstick on his neck and Bella chooses lipstick on his heart.
Yeah, with another kiss. And then Irina does a big heart and then she paints a love heart on his chest.
Mm-hmm.
Just slightly next and below to where Bella's was.
There's a slight overlap.
There's like, there's like a slight overlap of the bottom bit of Bella's lip. Mm-hmm. But not like anything that you can still see the kiss on his chest.
Yeah.
And it's just because I guess Irina knows exactly where the heart would be because she's a nurse. So she wants it to be correct, even though it's not the shape of an actual heart, but it is what we make a heart to be.
Yes.
Whatever. Anyway, then there's a Magnum ad, which is my favorite because all the girls are sitting around in a circle sort of bitching about like what they think people are going to do. And Bella's like saying, she better not have gone over my kiss with her heart.
Well, and here's the thing. When Bella came in, she said, I wear my heart on my sleeve and I think you should too. And then she had a little pin that was a heart and put the heart on his sleeve.
Yeah. She could have done a heart on his. Like, she could have done something on his sleeve, a kiss on his sleeve
or something.
Well,
it's his heart. You know, I think it makes sense. But the thing is, Irina came in with a stethoscope and because she's a nurse and she was like, let me hear your heart. So they both have reason to be going for his heart.
Yes. Anyway, I love the Magnum ad because...
fuck, I want me a fucking... It's ruby chocolate. That's a different type of chocolate, guys.
Have you tasted Did you ruby know that? Chocolate?
I feel like I tasted a ruby chocolate Magnum.
Ah.
Like years ago in London or something.
Oh, brag. Little brag there from Naomi. Oh, she'd been to London and huge had a Magnum
brag.
There.
It's a huge brag. It was in like Harrods, I swear. They had like this thing where you could get, I didn't buy one, but I just, my friends did. Cause I was like, I'm not spending like 10 euros.
Yeah.
On a freaking Magnum. Pounds. And, it was like, these, like, they were, like, whatever. You could style it. I am, it's, like, Mr.
Yeah.
Bean
they have
in
like,
Love Actually. You know, when he just keeps adding things to the bag?
Yeah.
It was like that, but a Magnum.
Yes. I've seen those with Kit Kats at Melbourne Central.
Mm.
There's always a line out of the shop, and I'm like, you know Kit Kats are, like, I guess, like, a dollar maybe at the shops? You could just go home and style that yourself for way cheaper, I guess.
Yeah, but it's about the experience, you know. It's boutique. Anyway, the point is ruby chocolate is, now we're sponsored by Magnum is what I'm saying. Ruby chocolate is a different type of chocolate.
Yes, I don't really like it. Jono bought me some Easter eggs maybe like a year or two ago that were little pigs and they were made out of that ruby chocolate. So they were like
no
pink.
Good?
Oh, fine. They just had like a weird aftertaste I wasn't a big fan of, you know. It's not like your classic dairy milk.
I love dairy.
Which I know is a brand, but dairy milk is the best.
I love milk chocolate. Oh, come on.
Yum, yum, yum. Okay, so fuck. Okay, so Bella hopes she can go over
a smooth. I think this is
going
to get better as the drinks start to sink in.
Yes, we might have to have more drink breaks to make more drinks. Steph kisses Lockie. Bella is annoyed about the heart, which we've already talked about. Mm. Bella just keeps going on and on about it and says Irina's heart fully encircled her kiss.
Yes.
Which it did not.
Not
and
true.
I don't know how she didn't see this because I could see it through the lens of a camera from so far away. And all I know is that things don't show up as much on camera because, well, I assume so because whenever they do my fucking makeup, I'm always like in blackface. They always like, I sent you that photo once of when I was on the set of something and my face was like 5 or 6 shades darker than my hand. And they're like, it makes you look good on, it makes you look like natural and tan on TV, but I don't know. I feel like I looked black.
Well, I hope not. I mean, you look fine in the photo. I didn't think your foundation looked dark at all.
Oh, no, not from the one last week. I think I showed you, like, they made me, like, 1 or 2 shades darker for this, but when I did one in Sydney, it was, like, 6 or 7. It was so dark.
What was that, Rove?
Yeah, and then I thought it was, like, the difference is just between Sydney and Melbourne makeup. Like in Sydney, they're like, beach babe.
Yeah, it's like, you look sick.
Yeah.
Have you been outside? No,
well, I do have a vitamin I'm low in vitamin D at the moment, but everybody's low in vitamin D at the moment because it was winter. But come, it's springtime now, so we can all be out in the sun again.
Yeah, hell yeah.
With sunscreen on.
Well, you know, it's, I'm going to say you didn't look like you were in blackface on Rove. That's my opinion.
Well, that's good.
All right. I can't wait. So Danielle did this. She did something on TV, but obviously the TV show hasn't come out yet, so I can't share the photo. But my God, when I can, Danielle was like, I tried not to look awkward on this show where you're on like a panel. Funniest photo I've ever seen of you just standing. Like someone said it to an alien, this is how humans stand and look in a direction. And you were like, okay.
They said, what did they say? Oh, a lady came over to me mid-show and she was so lovely. But she said to me, okay, so if you could try and just smile a bit more, just because on camera, big expressions look better. And then for the rest of the show, I feel like I was trying to smile really hard and then I'd catch myself not smiling and then all of a sudden my face would go like fall straight into a manic smile again. And I feel like if you ever see the show, just focus on my face for the entire time and see how batshit crazy I look as I remember that I'm supposed to be smiling.
I'm very excited.
Okay. Okay. Oh, Naomi, I've just sent you... What?
What have you sent? What?
I've just sent you the photo of my face, my hand to skin color ratio for the Rove one, the weather lens.
Oh, I remember that, actually. You did send me that photo. But, yeah. You know, under those bright lights, it's you brighten right up.
But you've got to admit, that's fucking crazy, right?
I mean, if I saw you in real life, I'd be like, what's happened? What's going on? Do you need help? All right, guys, Irina says she knows that she didn't put the heart over the kiss because Irina knows anatomy and the kiss was nowhere near the heart. So some shade to Bella in that one.
Dick Bella, you dumb bitch Bella. Sorry.
And Steph, who like fully made out with him when he had the blindfold on, gets the single time, gets the extra time, but she fucking bombs. She bombs
so hard.
It's awkward. I mean, she's just sort of having a good time goofing around and he's like, we've got to talk about how many kids we want to have. And I guess that's on her to do that, not him. Anyway. So she's sort of doomed because she doesn't get a rose and that's never a good sign. And then we see Juliet talking about she's confused. She hasn't got a single date. She's like, I've spent so much time waiting on this man and he hasn't given me the time of day. And then Lockie rocks up with a combi van to the mansion. Mm-hmm. Says he's taking one of them away. And it's Irina gets the single date. And it's because it's like an outdoorsy one and they're like, oh, Irina likes hiking. But then Bella is convinced that Irina was just lying about liking hiking.
Yeah, I don't know why you'd lie about hiking because it's sort of like if you lie about hiking to this man and he picks you, you've sort of got to commit to that forever.
Exactly. But then Caitlin's like, Irina talks to me about hiking all the time. I don't think she's lying because she goes on lots of hikes.
I liked Caitlin. I think Caitlin's great.
Caitlin seems to have a good judge of character. You know, she was like, I'm going to hang around with Ariba and Juliet because they're fun. Also, not everything is a conspiracy. I think I like about Caitlin? Caitlin seems to like other women.
Yeah.
I love that in a woman.
It is a good trait to have. Irina, while they're on the date, drops, she says she's in love with him.
Yeah. Wow.
Which is, that's really early too, because we still got like, at this point, do we have like 8 women left?
It's a lot. It is very early. But the thing is actually, I think we find out in this episode that they've been on this journey for like 4 months, which is usually not that long. So I think with COVID and everything, they actually have known each other for longer than usual.
Imagine being Steph at this point or Caitlin and being like, I've spent zero time with this man for 4 months.
Exactly.
And I'm supposed to be connected with him.
That's why Juliet is a genius. I mean, genius. She's a normal person, you know? She's like, this is a waste of my time. What's going on? Anyway. Then so Irina and Lockie are sitting down and they have a campfire or something? But we see Bella like just full on bitching about Irina. Like, she's just lying. She's lying about being outdoorsy. She's manipulating him, blah, blah, blah.
Okay, dude.
Okay. And then Irina loves Lockie. And then next day, boom, Izzy's on a single date. Boom. Yes. They're freaking cutting through this, aren't they?
At one point, so Lockie asks Izzy a question, hostel or hotel? Yeah. And Izzy clearly wants to say hotel. Like, any normal woman who's
Late 20s. Camping or like hotel with like luxury.
Yeah, okay. Listen, I don't want to be. I've stayed at hostels and I'm.
He said camping. Hostels. He didn't say hostel.
He did, didn't he? He said hostel, I'm pretty sure. He said hostel or hotel.
No, he said camping.
Okay.
No one would say hostel.
No, I don't like it. Anyway, she says, I think there's a time and place for both, which. She handled that very well because I immediately would have said hotel.
I would have said hotel 9 times a year, camp one time a year. I can do that. Yeah. Because I used to camp every year and there is something nice to it, but it's so much effort.
Yeah, I like camping, but I want it to be the camping that like my mum does where it's like she's got a camping trailer that has an actual mattress in the thing and has like a fold-out kitchen and stuff, you know?
So less camping, more portable bed.
More glamping. I'm pretty sure my mum's camping tent even has like a little air conditioner thing that they can turn on if it's really hot. But what I do like as well is mum and Noel used to take the camping trailer out and they'd take my sisters. This is when I was overseas because mum and Noel got together when I was like not living at home and stuff. And they'd like take Noel's daughter's camping and my sister's camping, so four of them. And the camping trailer's like pretty big. I think it's like 3-bedroom camping. It's like one of those ones that's a camping trailer, but then the tent folds out off it. So it's like a big tent, you know? And the,
sure.
It's whatever it is. But the girls would sleep under like just a tarp with like some things set up on like those like, what do you call them? Like just camping beds? The like, you know, the
swag?
Like, what? No, they're not swags. They're like,
stretcher? Oh, what?
Yeah, like, yeah, just stretches out underneath one of those. And it didn't have like flaps over the sides or anything.
Oh, that's fun.
I was like, that's kind of real funny to me. Just being like, nah, we're sleeping in luxury. You guys are outside.
Bro, they would have gotten bitten all over them.
No, nah, they're inside sleeping bags and shit. They're fine. They're children.
Yeah, we had stretches. Pretty good stretches.
Then Lockie also says, he asks the question about children and then immediately says, he wants twins, a boy and a girl.
Job done.
Job done. Easy. Job done. You can easily manipulate that. Easy to do.
I think he's lying and I think he just cares about sons. Sorry. Mm. I don't believe you. What the hell would you do with a daughter?
I don't know, women's AFL? What do you think he'd do? I don't know.
Yeah. They'd be the first woman to die whitewater rafting.
I reckon there's already been a woman who's died whitewater rafting. Oh, I'm sure.
Dream big, girls. They're kissing. They do big smoochy smooch. You know, I don't mind these two together.
They're fine, yeah.
You know, can I just say, I saw some tweets saying that Lockie wasn't a very good person to some women he's dated in the past. And they're just tweets, you know, you can't, that's not physical evidence or whatever, or, you know, an eyewitness account. But
is this that lady who was dating him before he was coming in to be the bachelor? And
I don't know. I don't know any details. I just know, like, people talking about him being toxic. Again, this is just alleged.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I choose to believe women. Because I don't think women are just crazy and make up lies for no reason. So, who's to say if it's true? But my heart believes it.
Yep. I got no idea. I just remembered reading an article the other night, and it was like, this lady was dating Lockie before he became the Bachelor, and then he came to see her in Perth, and they were hanging out, and he said, he asked her if she would go on reality TV, and she said, not really. And then he brought up that he was going to be the Bachelor, even though they were dating. And then she got really upset. And then he just said, oh, no, I'm just joking. Ha ha. And then at the end of the time they stayed together, apparently he said, nah, but seriously, I am the Bachelor. Will you come on the show as a contestant? And then she said, no, get the fuck out of my life. That's what I read. But, you know, you're just reading stuff. It could be whatever. Could be completely a lie. But
it's probably not, though, is it?
No, I don't know.
It's probably true, but it could be a lie, but it's true, probably. Anyway, don't sue us. Come on.
Now it's the cocktail party.
Yeah,
and it is. Juliet, she goes to talk to Lockie.
Yeah.
And
she's sick of it. She's sick of wasting her freaking time. She says, I could be talking to TikTok stars and rappers right now, and I'm holding off for you. She's like, my DMs, they're full up. You know, if you want to get rid of me, go just send me home. If you don't want to be with me, send me home.
She's been celibate for 12 years.
Yeah.
The girl is thirsty, okay?
Give her a drink or send her on her way. So they do a very funny comedic cut here where she says, if you don't want me, just send me home now. And then they cut and she's in the car. Funny, but why? But why did they do that? They love to show interactions on this show. Why did they cut it out? I think it is because Juliet would have looked good and Lockie would have looked bad. And their number one priority on this show is to make The Bachelor look good. That's always number one.
Yeah, I think he would have said
vulnerable or, like, you know, in any way that would paint them in a bad light.
Yeah, I think he probably would have said some derogatory stuff about, like, her wanting to be with, like, famous people or whatever, but that's not what she was doing. She was just saying, I have options, okay?
Well, I think, I don't know if he would have said that, because she mentioned that, like, their conversation was just basically her being like, let me leave, and he was like, yeah, cool. But I think it was just, like, the fact that she would have had the power and been like, I'm leaving you is not how they want The Bachelor represented, you know?
Yeah.
Because he's supposed to be the one who's just, like, all women are in love with him. But
I'd
like,
love to see
that
though,
in the past when women just want to leave.
Yeah.
But then it has to be about, like, The Bachelor sending them home when you just know that's not what happened.
Yeah, I would. I think it's insane to imagine, no matter how hot a house of women is and how hot The Bachelor is, not everybody's going to be attracted to that person. That's psycho. Mm. To think that that's going to happen.
It still reminds me of Richie's season.
I haven't been attracted to any of the Bachelors that we've watched so far. Oh, no. I remember being attracted to Honey Badger for 1 second at the start when he was running up that hill shirtless before we found out about his personality.
Mm-hmm. Before we found out about it. It reminds me of Richie's season with Olenna, who was one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen. And she got to the final three. And then I think she was just like, oh, fuck. And then she was like, oh, well, you and my dad didn't get along, so I don't think it's going to work out. And he just kept being like, she just keeps giving me mixed signals. And I'm like, she's trying to get you to dump her so bad, man.
That's so funny.
Anyway, Juliet's gone.
Yep.
Power to you, my friend. We love Juliet.
Yes. Osha comes in and then he says there still will be a rose ceremony tonight and that two women will go home, which is, this is crazy. So this season, they are not caring about how many, it's very willy-nilly with who, how many women are going home. It's like this week one go home, this week eight go home.
Yeah. Well, I think they just have playing it by ear because they've been in production for so long at this point and they would have had to wrap up the show, you know, because they would have had such a big break in the middle. So they're like, you got to fucking get him out. Get him out! Look,
it can't come soon enough.
Bella sits down with Lockie and says, Irina's manipulating you. She tells you, she's spinning you a web of lies.
She says she likes hiking. Guess what? Maybe she doesn't like hiking.
A monster. A monster of a human. Can you imagine? And Lockie is just blindsided by this. He's like, what the hell? I don't like this. I don't like what Bella's telling. Like, he's fine. He said it won't affect my opinion of Irina, but it might affect my opinion of Bella.
Yes. Which is good. But also, I'm annoyed with Bella. I'm annoyed with Bella, no matter what. But she particularly says that her last two relationships have ended because there has been a woman come in and manipulate the situation.
What?
A woman has come in and manipulate the situation, which is like, okay, so I'm getting the vibe that your boyfriend cheated on you. That is not a, I mean, I probably wouldn't like the woman who cheated with my boyfriend, but the blame is on your boyfriend because your boyfriend cheated on you. He's in a monogamous relationship with you.
Yeah, I mean, so, but it's much easier to blame the other woman. And Bella's, you know, she's still kind of young, so she's, you know, she's internalized a lot of this, clearly.
But that makes you hate women. It's so annoying. It's what are you doing? Don't trust men.
Hate men. Have you thought about hating men?
What's wrong with you?
Instead of hating women, have you thought about hating men? It's easier. It's true more of the time, you know. If you have to generalize. If you have to. Okay, so Lockie's all shook. They're in the rose ceremony and Lockie steps out halfway through. He's like, Bella, I got to talk to you. And he's like, man, what the hell was that? And she's like, what? And then I can't remember anything they said. And then he's like, let's just go back inside. And then she like pulls him out again. She's like, no. She's getting between us. And I'm like, I think you're getting between you, brother.
Yeah. This is where Bella came across as like somebody who would be a lot of work.
She feels young. She feels emotionally young.
Yeah. When this conversation where she was like looking up being like, she's going to manipulate you.
Oh, those big brown eyes.
She's going to manipulate you. I was like, oh, you're scaring me now. You're terrifying me. Because when people start to talk like that, like when they get really, the word's not deranged, like that desperation. Mm. That's when I'm like, I become scared of people and withdraw. I'm like, I can't deal with this, dude.
It is a lot. It's intense. But she does still get a rose. They go back in. She gets a rose. Maddie and Steph, they're out of there. They're out.
Oh, my God. That sucks for Steph. But also good for her because she can move on. But at the same time, she tried to pash him this week and also went on a single date. That's just like The Bachelor actually saying, it's not saying, I didn't get enough time with you to form a connection. It's saying, I spent time with you and you are not for me.
I respect him for that, you know. It's the one thing I respect about him. When he doesn't like a girl, he just says bye. Love that.
Okay, episode 12.
Wait, what? Write down the time because guess what? We can put a little break here. All right, we're back.
Okay, we're back.
I'm halfway through my vodka kombucha. Just went to do some things. I just want to give a shout out to my dog Tarzo because I just saw him sitting on the couch and I was like, that's the cutest dog I ever seen.
Yeah, is he pretty cute?
That's good.
He's very handsome. I made myself
another gin. He is handsome. And did you give him a haircut recently? Or I keep forgetting because you sent me a photo of him.
No. I sent you an old photo of him looking fucked because his hair grows and I don't, because I see him every day, I don't realize how long his hair is getting until it's fucked. But, yeah.
But that's, I like him when he's got that, was it Katie who looked after him?
Yes, my friend Katie.
I like when she gave him that haircut that was like that one of the Beatles. Haircut. He had like a bowl cut or something.
Horrendous.
I loved it. He looked so weird. He was all like, his body was all like chunked up because it was all so long, but then his hair, he had a bowl cut with his little fringe cut up. I loved it. It looked so weird.
He had tiny head, huge body, just through hair. All right, guys, we're back. We're getting into the next episode now, episode 12, brother. We open on a beautiful Starbucks product placement breakfast.
Yes.
Where they all just make coffee for each other using Starbucks pods and have a little... We don't see any food, actually. We just see coffee cups with a Starbucks logo on them.
Are pod coffees actually good?
I think they're really bad for the environment.
Yeah, that's the thing. I know you can get, like, the ones that you can take to get refilled, but I don't know how often... You would actually do that if you did that?
I mean, maybe they're good for, like, Sydney, no offense.
Why?
Well, because coffee's kind of our thing down here, so we take it pretty seriously.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Bro, once I went to Brisbane to shoot, like, an ad, and I went to a, and I went to a coffee shop. I found a cafe. I was looking so long for a fucking cafe that did filtered coffee, and I found one, and I was like, can I get a just a black filtered coffee? And the man looked at me with so much love in his eyes. Because I don't think that happens very often in Brisbane. And then he like came over and he brought me like a thing to explain where the coffee was from. And he kept being like, do you like it? Do you like it? He was so excited.
Did you like it?
I did like it. It was fine. I don't really care about coffee that much, but I pretended that I did. I was like, wow, I like the beans.
That's good. I think it was like 2 years ago, I went into David Jones in the city and I found this canister of cold, it was like cold brew coffee. Basically, it's sort of like a big tea bag and you put that in the water and then you let it sit for like 8 hours and it like was enough for like four servings. Anyway, it was better than any like cold brew coffee I've ever had from a cafe or ever had at home.
Oh,
and I became
God.
Obsessed with it. So in each canister, there was like four of these bags. Each one of the bags was like four coffees. It says three, but for me, I would make it four.
Wow, that's 16 per canister.
Okay. I fell in love with it. The only place I could get it was David Jones. I was going to get like a canister every few weeks and I was in love with it. I bought it for friends for their for their birthdays, and I bought one for my dad. And then the one I bought for my dad was the last one I ever bought because like a year and 8 months ago,
oh no.
David Jones stopped stocking.
No.
Okay. I think I was the only customer in all of Australia buying it. And then I was so angry that I'd given a canister to my dad because then my dad didn't even care about it. He tried it and was like, yeah, it's fine. But he's not into like cold brew coffee. He doesn't care. My dad likes Makona. You know, I shouldn't have wasted it on him.
Yeah. What are you doing?
I told you about the whiskey thing. I bought him a whiskey box because he likes to think he's a fancy man. And he added ginger beer to it straight away. Well, no, he had a sip, went, no, not, oh, no. And then added ginger beer to it or whatever. Anyway, recently in the apocalypse, I decided with some of the Medicare money I got back from my surgery, I was gonna order from America some of my Grady's cold brew. Because I keep on messaging the page. Okay, I'm going to show you. I keep on messaging the page to ask them when they're bringing it back to Australia, where I can get it in Australia, and they never respond. They never ever respond to me. It's honestly, it's making me get a little bit annoyed. These are all my messages. I don't know if you can
God.
See because I'm
trying. You look desperate as.
I've sent them like five or six
like a
messages.
Real Bella.
I was like, I need more of this coffee. It's the best thing I've ever had. Like it's you can it's like the best I've never had it. Anyway, I ordered like I reckon like what is going to be an 8 month supply of cold brew coffee from America, and it cost me so much money.
Bro, I tried to buy like I swear $200 worth of eyeliner this morning, and then they didn't ship to Australia, and I was like, good.
Oh my God, what eyeliners were you after?
Like colored eyeliners that are like, they're like water activated. So it's kind of like watercolors, but like all different like bright colors. So.
Oh, like, cause I have the, I used to love water activated ones. So now I have two of these. I've just got a brown one and a black one though.
Yeah,
the
but I want
OCA
colored ones. I want a pop, baby.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I got one of these and that's the best thing ever. You can't see the color.
Oh, what's that?
Ones.
Show it to me. Yeah, they sell them.
It's not neon, though. It's sort of like, it's like a Kermit the Frog green. It just looks weird on my camera.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's one of the brands that does do it in Australia. Okay, God, we got to get back to this freaking.
Okay, sorry,
so,
everybody.
Anyway, Starbucks, that's where we were. This is where we find out that they met the Bachelor 4 months ago at their little Starbucks breakfast, which is fucking insane. That's a third of the year they've spent talking to Lockie. Can you imagine? Anyway, and then they do this thing where they have to, like, give us. The women have to, like, stand before him and give a speech about how they feel about him, which is the lamest thing. Boring.
Yeah, he should have to do that to them as well.
Yeah, he just stands there and says, thank you. But the weirdest part is that it's on camera. I mean, it's all on camera. That's how you make a television show. But it's the other women are all watching in, like, a room, watching the... each woman give a speech. Why?
So yeah, that's uncomfortable.
Just to make
I don't
them
like
upset,
that.
I guess. And I didn't write down a single thing that any of them said.
What did I write down? I wrote down Izzy loves love. I hate when people say that. I like Izzy. I think she's funny with the asthma stuff. But
it's a good bit. Loving,
loving love is so lame. Oh, I got weird about this. Mm-hmm. So Irina says Lockie helped piece her back together. And I just immediately was like, what is up with these women?
Who said
happy
that?
Irina. Yeah. I was just like, what is wrong with all these women happy to have literally the bare minimum? Like, he's got a bunch of other girlfriends. You spend no time with him.
Yeah.
And that person's building you back, helping you piece yourself back. You need to just go see a therapist and have a chat, and they can help you work through stuff. Because if not, you're just masking. You're just masking with this man who literally does nothing.
I don't even think she means it. I'm going to be honest. Like, I think you say things that are, like, nicer than the truth when you are in love with someone. You know what I mean? They're like, you're my entire life. But they're not really. Come on.
No. Yeah. I know that, like, the biggest love of my life that's ever existed is my dog, Sarge.
Me? Oh. Yeah.
And then you're a close third.
I'm third?
Who's second? You'll never know.
It's that frog in the tree. Shout out to that frog.
That frog's dead.
Real listeners remember? Of the pod will remember the frog in a tree who's dead. Real listeners. Okay, let's get through this. I've had most of one vodka and I'm fucking drunk, I swear to God.
It's because we don't drink anymore.
Yeah, we don't. We don't. Why would you drink? Mark? He doesn't drink.
Oh my God, I got so nostalgic when we saw in the last episode when Irina was on a camping date with Lockie, I just got so jealous for them sitting outside in deck chairs beside a fire. And I was like, I want that in my life.
I do
knowing
not want that.
Full well that I would never take Jono camping.
Whenever I think about it, the only thing I think about is how much my clothes and hair stink after sitting next to a bonfire. I fucking hate the smell of smoke.
Oh, I love that.
And that's the thing. I'm always somewhere without Mark because he hates to socialize. And then I'll come home, get into bed, and he'll be like, you stink.
Okay, first of all, the smell of a bonfire is different to the smell of cigarette smoke.
Yeah, but they're both still very strong.
Okay, well, first of all, the smell of a bonfire is beautiful.
Yeah, but it's still a lot.
The smell of cigarette smoke is disgusting. Oh, although, to be fair, Jono likes the smell of cigarette smoke. So whenever I've been out at comedy or whatever, and I've been hanging out in the... Because every comedian in the world smokes for some... I don't.
Yeah, apart from
I always come home stinking of cigarette smoke, and then Jono's always like, you smell nice. I'm like, I need to wash my hair.
What a freak.
Yeah,
no, I hate it. That's why I quit comedy, because every night I'd come home and Mark would be like, you stink. Get away from me. And he was right. I did stink. I like the smell of cigarette smoke, but I don't like, I like smelling it when someone's just breathed it out, but I don't like it on my hair. I think it's yuck.
Yeah.
And I don't like it on someone's breath.
Oh, that's disgusting. I remember once I was at a concert with my friend, and she is a smoker, and she had a bottle of water, and I asked her for a sip, and I had a sip, and then I had to spit it out because I could just taste smoke.
Ew.
It was horrible. And then I felt like I'd just done probably the most offensive thing in the world, which is be like, can I have some of your water? Ew! Yuck! Ah! You taste fucking disgusting. I can't even drink the water you sip from.
Yeah, nah.
Anyway.
It's gross. It's gross. Yeah. I don't have that many friends who smoke, but all the friends who smoke, they go outside alone, they do it in shame, and they come back inside, wash their hands, and don't make it your problem. And if you gotta smoke, that's the way you gotta do it. But also don't do it, you know?
I used to love my mum. My mum hasn't smoked for a few years now, but she was trying to give up for like, I don't know, 15 years. And she'd always like smoke out the front of the house. And then my nana always hated her smoking. My nana always, like my mum would just lie to my nana and say that she doesn't smoke anymore. And then there was a car across the road that was like the exact same Mitsubishi Magna that my nana had. except the back had like those black grates that would go out, and it was exactly across the road. So my mum would be smoking at the front and then quickly like put the smoke out and dig a hole or something and bury it. And then she'd see that it wasn't Nana. It was just a car opposite the road.
Well, good. That car was doing God's work.
Yes, I know. Thank God mum doesn't smoke anymore, I don't think.
All right. All right, come on. We've got to finish this.
She could hide it from me.
Bella gets the last single date, you guys. They're still on shaky ground since their little incident. Since she was Tiff. Like, that woman's tearing us apart. And he was like, you're insane. So he says he'll have to look into her eyes and talk to her about her behavior. And he says, I usually like blue eyes, but he loves those big brown eyes. And he says, she's a little shit. I can't wait to see her.
Yeah. I've written down eye fetish? Question mark?
He loves eyes. And you know what? What a sick little fuck. How dare he like a woman's eyes? She does have beautiful eyes. I love big brown eyes. I've got a couple myself, you know.
I loved a friend of ours, Sonia DiOrio, her show this year at Comedy Fest. Sonia has big eyes and her show is going to be called Big Eyes, Big Pussy, which I thought was very funny.
Well, that's great.
And every time Lockie says he loves her big eyes, I just say, Big Pussy.
Oh, that's nice. That's so nice. I hate it when people say they like blue eyes. You know what I like about the children? I go on TikTok. They make fun of people with blue eyes, and it's like, finally.
What? The children?
Yeah, people on TikTok. The kids. Oh, okay. The children. Yes, okay. They love to
What's wrong with blue eyes? Is it because they're the Aryan race or?
Oh, yeah. I think it's weird to like blue eyes. I think if you're white and you're like, I love blue eyes, it's like, chill. Do you know what I mean? Because it's like only white people really have blue eyes. So it's like, chill. Yeah. It's like,
I mean, I guess it's like a way of trying to not be offensive by saying what you want in a partner.
You like someone with like really fair characteristics and it's like, that's
yeah.
Shut up.
Well, I mean, you could also be attracted to my granddad then, because my granddad has the most blue eyes you've ever seen on an old country man.
Well, anyway, on TikTok they just like do impressions of people with blue eyes, and it's always them just like turning around and looking at the camera and just like with the widest eyes and being like, "Hey, what's up?" And like always trying to like angle so their eyes are like really prominent. Finally, we got them. Anyway. They do this thing, I can't remember the name of it, but it is this, it's that thing where you, like, where if, like, pottery or something has broken, then you put it back together with gold, and then the cracks are gold, and it's more beautiful than it was in the first place, because it's been through something.
Yes, although, to be fair, I think I like it better when, it's, like, pottery or something that's naturally broken.
Not with a hammer.
Yeah, I think the symbolism of this is kind of fucked.
So we do find out here that Bella is Greek, so she knows how to smash a plate. I've written down diversity. Because Bella's Greek.
Okay, cool. So we still have one woman of color. Cool, 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 cool. Great. Perfect.
A woman of tone, I guess.
I mean, wasn't it you who was saying Italians are... Was it you?
I think they're
white. Didn't you say... Okay.
It's funny because I feel like Italians, like, they used to not be white, but now they're white.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm the one who decides everyone's
Do
race.
You think that's because I think that's partly because of all the American Italians.
What do you mean?
Because all the American Italians are just, like, people from Jersey Shore, and they're all just normal people, but they're like, my mom makes a good pizza. Okay, that's my, like, Jersey Shore accent. I don't know if that's good or bad.
I think we should just stop while we're ahead. Or while you're only a little bit behind, you know?
Okay.
You didn't use the word normal to describe whiteness. Shut up. They're Italian, but they're normal. Anyway,
okay, my boyfriend's last name is a very Italian name, okay?
It's fine. I know my friend's Italian.
My boyfriend. Okay. I'm actually almost certainly more, I don't know. I feel like I've had more cultural, what do you call it? Like, you know, when you're like, I've definitely done more Italian shit than you to Jonna.
Excuse me? What do you mean?
like, I feel like I have, like, one of my Nana's best friends is, like, super Italian. So we'd always, like, do heaps of, like, cooking and stuff or whatnot. But then, like, I feel like...
You think you're Jono's more like, Italian than Jono?
Maybe. Yeah, he's got one grandparent and he's not, like, very Italian at all. They never, like... Like, I mean, he's Italian, but they never, like, did any of the stuff that, like, you know, like, Mark would do with his family.
Oh, Mark's so Italian.
Yeah.
He loves making salami.
I want to... Can we come over and make some salami sometime?
You can go with Mark and make salami. I have no interest in making salami. I don't want to be stuffing various meats into some intestine skin. That does not interest me at all.
Okay. Can you cancel out all that stuff I said about Italian people? Because I'm going to get cancelled. About saying how I'm more Italian than
not. That's fine. Okay. Because remember, good. Italians are white.
That's true.
All right, guys, come on. Let's get back to it. Bella says she's falling in love with Lockie. And she gets a rose.
Yes.
That's all you need to know about that. And then they get back to the... There's a cocktail party. Bella comes back with a rose. They're all sitting there, chummy.
Wait, Caitlin is always... Also, I just want to point this out because I loved it so much, yes. Which was that earlier in the episode or the last episode, whenever they were doing all that shit with the painting of the hearts or whatnot, mm-hmm. Caitlin was eating a magnum, one of those pink magnums. Now, when Bella was on the date and they cut back to the girls, Caitlin was again eating another magnum. And I love that this woman is on the show just being like, there is free magnums and I'm eating all the magnums.
The magnum rep's just sitting there being like, fuck yeah, get her another magnum. All right, so they're all sitting down. Yay, yay, yay. Bella got a rose. Wee, wee, wee. And then Arena storms off. She can't take it.
I mean, I would. At one point, Bella said, today has been the best day of my life.
Oh, shut up.
Which is, I know that I'd probably, I say that about a bunch of days that have just been, no, I don't know. I don't know, maybe. I don't think I've given any day that thing. I don't think I've ever said, today has been the best day of my life.
If it wasn't a joke. I've said one of. Today's been one of the best days of my life.
What days have been some of the best days of your life?
One that comes to mind is going to a music festival, which usually wouldn't be that good, but I just remember being really happy the whole day. And I wasn't on drugs. I think I need to say that.
What music festival?
Groove in the Moo. Just a day festival. It's just you go there for a day. I just remember having a really fun time. Very happy.
Yeah.
Feeling very free because I rarely feel very free. I get like bouts. I'll get an hour of true happiness, I think, followed by 5 days of feeling sad.
That's fun.
Is it? Because whenever it happens, I'm like, wow, I feel genuinely happy right now. And I know that there's a drop coming.
Is that... Yeah, I think that's nice.
Is it?
I think it's nice. Yeah, because I mean, every Groove in the Moo that I went to, I've been to two, and one of them was just like, it was fine. But then the other one was like, my friends just, it was like the year they bought in that thing where it was like, if you find 5 empty cans or whatever, you get a drink.
Mm.
Like if you can, instead of using money, you can pick up the litter and then the litter will equal another drink for you.
Oh, nice.
And so I just felt like the whole day was spent with me and my friends picking up litter because they were just like, we need to get more cans to get a drink. We need to get more cans to get a drink. And then I was just like, I'm picking up litter. I'm not even watching the music. You guys want to pick up litter for the whole day?
Life is fleeting, you know?
Yes.
Anyway.
That it is.
Bella and Lockie go off again, even though Bella already has a rose and they've got an umbrella, so then Bella's like, angle the umbrella this way, and then they pash right at the cocktail party. Enough pashing at the cocktail party. It's rude. I'm gonna say it. I think, like, it is what you sign up for with the show, but it's like, you don't have to rub everyone's face and everything, you know?
Also, when Lockie called to speak to Bella, he was like, hey, can I have a chat with you? And then Bella said this, me? Twice in one day? Oh. Like that, in front of the other girls, and I was like, okay, this is, this can't be editing. This is annoying. I would be annoyed if somebody was acting like this.
I'm team Irina. On this one. Me too. But I'm also kind of team Bella because I do like her eyes.
Yeah. I feel bad because I'm feeling like I'm being manipulated by the producers a little bit. But
I think Bella's being manipulated by the producers and it's making her mean. I think that's, she's just true. Insecure. Like, I'm not holding this against Bella being like she's a monster, but I think she's insecure, and she's, her insecurities are now projected onto Irina.
That's true. We were annoyed with Roxy, but we also knew that she was 100% being manipulated and having her issues used against her.
Oh, absolutely. There's we not love one all person women on the here show on that the show. I'm like, wow, they're a bitch and for no reason. They're a bitch and it's totally on them. And no one tried to get them to be like that on purpose for TV.
You know what? I miss that. I used to love, you know, when somebody would come in and be like, I'm going to come in and I'm going to stir the pot. Mm. I'm going to come in. I'm here to stir the pot. I wish there was a bachelorette who would come in like that.
They do, but, you know, it's not in their heart. You need someone where it's in their heart. Like, Kira Maguire is like that. That's why I love Kira Maguire, because she just says whatever she's thinking, you know? And we stand. Okay. All right. Caitlin goes home. We all knew that was coming because we're about to go to hometowns, and we knew Caitlin just was not on the level of the other women. So we're about to go to hometowns. Very exciting, because then this is the one time where the producers let you see people yell at Lockie. So we've got Bella, Irina, Izzy.
Bella?
And Beck.
Irina, Izzy, and Beck. Yeah, Beck is, I mean,
Beck,
you know.
Looks like, Beck seems like a robot programmed for Lockie to love.
Yeah, it's very weird. I don't know. I feel like we don't know her really at all.
No, that's because the only things I've heard her say are just when she's agreeing with Lockie.
Yeah, I feel bad for her though, because I'm sure that she does have things to say, but
I think she'll be okay.
They're like, don't she'll say anything fine. That doesn't involve surfboarding.
Yeah, you like knitting? No sweetie. No, you don't anymore.
Just say yes, that's great, I love adventure. Yes, that's great, I love adventure. Yes, that's great. I love adventure. And then he'll fall in love with you.
And I'm thinking, yes, this is fun. That's my favorite quote.
I love adventure. What are you doing? Should I read the song?
I'm reading. I've got two reviews here. I was just seeing which ones they were. This one is by Diabolical Scheme. Thank you so much for this review. It's called Conspiracy Uncovered.
Okay.
I started listening when a friend suggested I watch Kid Nation. Thank you for that beautiful gift. I decided to go back and listen to the first ep and was shocked to hear Naomi speaking in a completely different voice. I can only conclude that Danielle's current co-host is either an imposter or Naomi speaking in a fake voice. Disgusting.
What were you doing?
We'll be reporting this to the APO, Australian Podcast Ombudsman. maybe I was like... putting on airs a little bit more. That's the only thing I can think, is that I was more anxious about it being good and I was like trying to like keep things afloat. That's the only thing I can think of, because now I'm vibing.
Oh my god,
I'm
the
being
top
fully myself.
The first 20 minutes of this show, this episode is absolute dog shit.
And that's the thing, that's why people love it, because they know we're just vibing. We're just vibe. And so I'm sorry that my voice has changed. I mean, how long have we been doing this?
Yeah, but Kid Nation was in the first round of lockdown.
No, but they said they went back to listen to the start of the podcast, Honey Badger season, which is quite a while. Yeah. That's 2 years ago now.
You used to genuinely have like 8 to 10 pages of notes per episode.
We used to do so much work, and now we're just... I refuse to go back and listen to my own voice, because that sounds awful. But I probably will, because I've got to make sure I'm not getting cancelled ever.
We used to have to go back. We used to listen to the full episode to edit it.
Yeah.
What was wrong with us? Oh, my God.
You know what? Fine. Tell the ombudsman. Tell the ombudsman I've been Avril Lavigne'd. I don't care. this next one's by... Gossip XOXO 22, down the rabbit hole. They say, I discovered this podcast a while ago because our Queen Abby Chatfield recommended you. Well, guess what? We're not surprised, because obviously we love Abby.
We stan Abby.
And she stans us in return. I came for the Bachelor content, but now somehow I'm watching obscure reality TV shows from 2007 on YouTube at 2 a.m. Thank you, I think. P.S. The commentary on Kieran during Angie's season has aged fantastically. Okay, we all make mistakes, all right? You think we're not humiliated enough? We were all fooled by that fuckboy. That was actually performance art to show you how
Australia
women work.
Was fooled by him, okay? But also, it's like, how were we to know there wasn't multiple women around? There was only one woman for the sweet talk.
We were seeing the world through Angie's eyes.
We were seeing the world through how every woman before this show has seen Kieran.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As a sweet, strange little weirdo who only... This is... Okay, this is... I think I've talked about this before. There is a type of man who you think... I mean, Kieran's... I think Kieran's there's a type of man who is a strange man who you think, well, I'm the only woman who would love this man. And then you realize after a bit that everybody's after that little weirdo.
Yeah. That's how they get you. That's they how get they you. Get you. They're like, "I guess I'll date this guy. No one this else dude's, is."
This dude's getting way more action than any of the actual hot, nice dudes. Because I don't trust them. Nobody trusts them. No. Everyone's like, no.
Go for the weird one who no one else will be attracted to. Oh, wait. We're all doing that. Bro, yes. You know what it's like? Okay, so when we're watching The Bachelorette, we're in Angie's. We're Angie, okay? We are Angie. And we're
POV, Angie's perspective.
POV, Angie. It's like Kieran is like a magician. And you're seeing the trick be done. And you're like, wow, that's amazing. But watching Bachelor in Paradise is like watching Breaking the Magician's Code. Have you seen that show, Danielle?
No, but I assume it's like Penn and Teller, that show.
No, Penn and not Teller really. Did. Well, it's like, no, it's like this masked magician. I believe it's on Netflix. And he just like tells you how these tricks are done. So he'll show the trick. Say he like goes from one place to another. He teleports. So you'll watch that and you'll be like, wow. And then they'll show you how they did it. So they set up another camera angle, right? So this is Bachelor in Paradise. We're seeing it from another girl's perspective. And then what you really see from the back is that the magician is standing in one place and then he sort of awkwardly bobs down and scoots over and then stands back up. And you're like, oh, that's horrible. and embarrassing, and my God, how embarrassed are we that we saw it from just one angle? And I think that was a really good analogy. Yeah. And I think that you got distracted by something and your eyes glaze over a little bit.
Sorry, yes, the gin hit me. You know, when it just hits you and all of a sudden you just go like, I'm fucking drunk.
But
I just got drunk right there.
Luckily, it's a podcast and other people hear that and they'll be like, Naomi, you're a genius. Anyway, regardless, I recommend you go back and watch Breaking the Magician's Code. Because the way, when you see the magicians actually doing it from behind, it is funny how unglamorous it is. And it just looks fucking awkward and weird. Recommend.
Cool. Yeah, that's cool.
Danielle, why don't you wrap up not because you've lost the ability to listen.
Sorry. It hit me. Okay, so the song we're doing this week is called Disco Con Tutti by Kevin MacLeod and Compotech. And the song's description is... disco with a funky horn section and acid synths. Very bright mix.
You really tried to spice that up with your voice, but it's a very flat description.
Yeah, we haven't found any fun descriptions recently.
Yeah, because we didn't used to read them out, and I think we wasted a lot of them, to be honest.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, well.
This podcast feels like this is our average length, probably, but it feels like it's been a lot longer.
Yes, because, oh my God, that 20 minutes at the start was, like, Naomi, you got to listen to it and be like, this is bad. What is happening here?
Nah, it's all right. It's all right. But anyway, thank you guys so much for listening if you made it this far.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bitch. Bad 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 bitch. Bad
Of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.